Guitar Gable interview. Gabe, could you tell me your date of birth and where you were born?
Okay, I was born in Bellevue, Louisiana in 1937. August 17th.
Okay, and could you tell me the name of your parents?
The name of my parents is Mr. and Mrs. Andrea Perina.
Could you repeat that?
Mr. and Mrs. Andrea Perina.
Okay, and what was your first memory of music?
It was back in 1953 when I first started trying to play the guitar.
Yeah.
Started off from there and got in 1957. I went into a recording studio and did a couple of records.
Okay. Gabe, could I just ask you who your influences were on the guitar?
Chuck Berry, Guitar Slim, B.B. King, fellas like that.
Uh-huh. And did you hear any local artists who influenced you at all?
There wasn't too many local artists out during that time, but Cooking the Cupcakes, they were a good influence. Good Rockin' Bar was. And Clifton Chenier, I would hear him a lot, but he was a great influence too, you know. He'd play his tune and I'd go out to hear him.
Okay. Could you tell me how you came to record for JD?
It happened accidentally. We just came through one day going towards Lake Charles to record at a studio in Lake Charles. Got in Lake Charles and we weren't able to record in the studio or whatever because the fellow wasn't there to record, so we came on back and we found
out. Shula.
Right.
Shula, yeah.
Right. And we found out in Crowley on the way back that there was a studio over there, and we drove in and talked to Mr. Miller about it. And we got to put a couple of tunes on tape and it started from there, and that's the way it started.
Okay.
And we did a recording for a couple of recordings.
Your first record, Congo Mambo, was quite a big hit.
Yes, and also Irene.
Could you tell me how you came to record Congo Mambo?
We were on the bandstand one night, and I started fiddling around with it, and the drummer started beating. The bass got in and did its little part, and we put it all together, and that's the way it started.
Okay, but again, was that influenced by any particular tune or?
It had something to do with the African beat.
Yeah.
You know, Africans and stuff, I used to watch TV a lot. And I would see them beating on the drums and doing different things. And it was an influence from that background. And I just put some music to that beat and stuff like that and made the Congo Mambo.
Okay. Could you tell me who was in your band at the time?
I had my youngest brother, Clinton Berrydan. We also had Clarence Etienne on drums, and we had Freddie Levine on tenor.
Freddie
Levine.
How do you spell that?
L-E-V-I-E-N-E, Levine.
Yes.
And we also had King Carl, vocalist. He sang on Irene.
Okay.
That's about it. That sums up all the musicians I had on that record.
Did King Carl sing with you on dance dates?
Oh, yes. We sang together with the band for about 10 years, probably.
Uh-huh. Did you sing at all?
I'd sing on a bandstand, but not on record.
Why was that?
I never could get my voice to mature to the point where it would be acceptable on record. We put it on tape and everything, but something always was about it that wasn't quite right.
Yeah.
And we just let King Carl do the singing, and I just arranged the music and we played the music to his writings. You know, he wrote songs and we just made up the music to it. And what I'm trying to say is I arranged the music to the stuff that he wrote.
Yeah.
And we put it on record and that's how we got going.
Okay. How did you come to meet King Carl?
My father knew his parents, and I met him through a priest by the name of Father Millet. Came by home with him one day, told me the boy was a singer and all that, and he and I got together from there and we started practicing together.
Yeah.
And it finally started off like that. He was really a singer and writer, you know, he wrote songs and stuff, and we started from there. That's how we got going.
Yes. He was a very good writer, wasn't he?
Yeah, he's a songwriter. He wrote a song for Rod Barnard, This Should Go On Forever, which went on Bandstand.
Right. What is King Carl doing now?
He's retired. He lives in Appaloosa, but he's retired.
Has he? Yes.
And I see him occasionally. He's doing okay, but I'm not sure he's ready for a full round of music anymore.
Right. Your other records after Congo Mambo, which records were fairly big hits?
After Irene and Congo Mambo and Life Problem, we had done This Should Go On Forever. It didn't do too well, but Rod took it and did well with it. And we also had What's the Matter with My Baby and Walking in the Park with Sally, but they weren't that big. They went far.
Yeah.
They weren't as big as the others.
It seems to me that after Congo Mambo, then King Carl's
Irene. They were the two biggest, and after that we didn't have too much big hits after that. It started going downhill, it looked like.
Yeah. Did you record quite a lot as a studio musician with J.D.?
Yes, I did. With Warren Stone, Lazy Lester, Slim Harpo, Classy Ballou, and who else? I did a couple with Bobby Charles. And that's about all I can think of.